Good morning. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry, here with a Sunday morning devotion, encouragement, and prayer time. As I spent time with God this morning, continuing through the In Christ Alone devotional journal, today's topic, interestingly enough, is on In Christ I Have Access to the Father. As I began this devotional journal a couple weeks ago, really did not map anything out. And so this morning, as I got to today's page, I thought, how appropriate for Father's Day to land on the daily topic, I have access to the Father. As I wrote in the journal, I talk about our desire so many times, especially when things go wrong, of wanting to talk to the person in charge. If you're at a store and the transaction is not going well, you feel you're being taken advantage of, or the store, the personnel aren't living up to the store's reputation or the promises that have been made. We eventually reach the point that many would say, I need to speak to a manager. I need to speak to the person in charge. And so incredible that when life does not go well, and there are many times, Jesus said, you will have trouble in this world. And we feel in our heart, in our very spirit, that we need to speak to the person in charge. God says that in Christ we have access to that person, to God Himself, to the Father. And not only is it access to the Father in a sense that we would look to go to the store manager who probably doesn't want to hear from us, this is an access that is desired by the Father. That as we live in Christ, just as Jesus walked earth and He talked, if you want to see the Father, look at me. If you've seen me, you've seen the Father. The things that the Father would do, I have done. Just with the Father and I are one. And so when we are in Christ, we have that ability to be in communion, in community with the Father. To have access, to be able to go to Him in prayer. And the incredible joy of knowing that our Father in heaven loves us and desires to be in conversation with us. A conversation requires our speaking with God. It also requires our listening to God. And in Christ, we have that access. And another beautiful aspect of that is we have that access even when we're not quite sure what it is we're wanting to ask, what it is we're wanting to say, what it is we're wanting to talk about. The Bible teaches that the Holy Spirit who lives within each of us as God's children, the day of Pentecost, the people are convicted by the sermon, the message that Peter is preaching, and they say, what should we do? And the response of Peter is that the people should be baptized, every one of them, for the forgiveness of their sins, but also in order to receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. The indwelling presence of God, who the Bible says, intercedes on our behalf, speaks for us when we don't know the words to use. And so this beauty of being able to have access to the Father and also having an interpreter, so to speak, that understands our heart, that understands our emotions, that understands what's going on within us, because that's where He lives. God's Spirit speaking to the Father as we go to Him with words we can't express at times. You see, we live in confusing and challenging times. And because they're so different than times that we have lived in, it's easy to think that these are somehow worse times. And yet, if we were to be honest, we've always lived in confusing and challenging times. And the reason they have always been confusing and challenging times is because the times are always changing. They're always different. About the time we get used to things being a certain way, they change. And some new disease, some new illness comes up, some new issue and problem and sin and culture, not that that's a new sin, but a new manifestation of it. And it looks so different than what we're used to. And yet, what comfort ought to be ours of knowing that in Christ we have access to the Father. We can go to the top. We can go to the guy in charge. And say, help me. You know, in my experience, I've discovered that's often the best approach, even in our interactions here on earth. When things have spun out of control and in some sort of transaction, and they need to be escalated to the person in charge. There's a couple different approaches people take, and one is a very demanding approach. That I'm the customer, I'm the one that's been wronged. You must do what I say. I don't know about your experience, but I don't think that works all that well much of the time. You see, it's kind of that same approach that I think we have in having access to the Father is saying, there's a problem here and I need help. And you have the authority to help me. You see, it shifts us from blaming that manager to us acknowledging their position and their ability to provide what we need. And I think we have a tendency to do similar things with God. It's so easy to go to God and kind of blame Him. God, look at this mess you've created. We may not be so bold to believe that He created it, but look at this mess that you've allowed. What are you going to do about it? And then we wonder why our conversation with God doesn't seem to go very far. But what would happen if in the midst of our confusion and chaos and challenges, we would go to the Father, the access that we have through Christ, and say, God, I need help. I don't know what to do. A couple weeks ago, I preached a message, and the people of Israel were kind of in that same position. King Jehoshaphat was being under attack, the nation, and a vast army that seemed undefeatable. And I've always loved his response, his prayer to God, God, I don't know what to do, but my eyes are fixed upon you. You see, having access to the Father doesn't mean that we have access to boss him around. It means we have access to the help that we need. And in this world, the help typically comes from, well, it's delivered through people. It comes from God, but the delivery mechanism is often one another. And so in these confusing and chaotic times, we go to God and say, God, I need help. And I believe He provides that. He provides that by directing us in His Word, by reminding us of Scriptures, of His promises, of His presence. He provides that by directing our actions. Sometimes the help that we need is only received when we give ourselves to helping others. When we begin to serve and to comfort and to give, we discover that God pours out more into us than we could ever give to others. You see, in Christ, we have access to the Father. We can go straight to the top, so to speak. And we can have that conversation with God, knowing that His Spirit intercedes when we're not quite sure how the conversation ought to go. But we do that because we have a good and loving Father. On this day that we celebrate here in the United States as Father's Day, I feel blessed to have a good and loving Father here on earth who has taught me and continues to teach me so much about the good and loving Father that I have in heaven. But I also acknowledge that there are many who have not lived with that example, whose earthly father has not been present or has been abusive or was physically present but not engaged in the lives of their children. And the good news is, regardless of how well any of us have done and continue to do as earthly fathers, God has always been perfect, and God will continue to be the perfect, good Father. So today, as we spend some time praying, we're going to spend time talking to God about our access to Him as our Father. Talking about how we can go to Him and receive the help that we need. The help to be the man and woman, the boy and girl that God would want us to be. Would you spend some time this morning praying with me? Father, thank You so much that You are indeed a good, good Father. And out of Your goodness that You've made a way, that in Christ we have access to You. We can come freely and boldly to Your throne and in humility present our request, knowing that You will hear, that You not only hear, You understand and You care. Father, help us to come to You in our times of great joy, in our times of great sadness, in our times of confusion and chaos, in our times of calm and peace. To always come to You, and especially in humility when we come to You saying, God, I need help. And Father, as we come to You seeking help, may we learn to listen. May we spend time in Your Word hearing what You've already said. May we spend time in stillness listening to Your Spirit who lives within us. May we hear and understand and respond to the ways that You would have us to treat one another, the ways that You would have us to receive and give the help that we and others need. Father, today I ask that You would pour out Your Spirit and blessing upon the dads in this world, that they would see their role in helping people see You more clearly. Father, for those who have grown up and continue to grow up without a an earthly father present, I pray that your presence would be made known through your church, through the body of Christ. That the knowledge of a good father, even if their father on earth isn't, they would still have a knowledge that it is possible and that they can look to you and know that your promise of being good is true. God, today I ask that you would remove this virus from the earth, that the COVID-19 would be gone, the racism would be gone, the hatred and anger would be gone, that we would look to you as our good Father for help in these times of need, that we would cry out as Jehoshaphat did, "Oh Lord, we don't know what to do, but our eyes are fixed upon you." So God, today help us to look out for one another. I continue to pray specifically for the children in our homes and our communities. That just as you have said that you are a father to the fatherless, that we as your servants, as your children, would step up into that role as well. For the children who are struggling in the midst of these very confusing times, that we would provide a sense of peace and assurance, a continuity in their life, that we would help point them to having their eyes fixed upon you, that they would know your presence and your ability to carry them and calm them through this storm. Father, may we be mindful of the things that we speak, that the children hear. May we speak words of encouragement and comfort and love. And when we speak with you and when we speak about you, may the things that the children around us hear be good and positive and truthful things. Father, today I ask that you would especially bless those fathers who have been faithful. I think of my dad who continues to be that faithful example of a willing servant, of a hard worker, of a faithful man. And there's so many like him. May you pour out an extra blessing of peace and comfort and wisdom upon them. For the fathers who were struggling to figure out what it really means to be a father, may you surround them with godly men who will teach. And for the mothers who are left being mother and father in so many homes, may you strengthen them for the task at hand. May they know the access that they have through Christ to you as the good and loving Father. May they rely on your promise to be a father to the fatherless. God, may each one of us take up that mantle, that as we represent you, we too would be a father to the fatherless, a mother to the motherless, a comfort to the uncomfortable. Father, as we live life today, may Jesus be seen in us. May we know the access we have to come to you in our time of need. And may we be more quick to recognize that that time of need is all the time. And so in doing, may our access to you be unhindered. May we come to you in Christ and find that you are enough for all that we need. May Jesus be lifted up today in all that we do and say. It's in His name that I pray. Amen. This has been the Sunday morning devotion, encouragement and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. Thank you so much for joining me today. May God richly bless you today, that you can be a blessing to others. Happy Father's Day to all you dads out there, and have a great day.